A disappointing loss last week. You needed to win to get into the four and stay there for the finals. Not the way you wanted to have ended the season last week.
No, look, it wasn't, and we haven't played well over the past month, and we just lost our way and lost our form and really struggled to put any sort of consistency together as a team. And it certainly didn't end the way we wanted it to end, but unfortunately, you know, not every season does, and you know, we'd had a couple of good years where we played finals basketball, and I really thought, you know, 5 or 6 games out, we were still a really good chance to even get second spot. We're only a couple of games down on Mount Gambier, and I thought that was a reality that second spot was there for the taking, or even certainly third, and then just a real lack of form and loss of confidence, and we really struggled towards the end of the year. And to be quite honest, you know, we weren't playing good enough basketball to be in the finals. And is something that we really need to look at as a group, and make sure that we can play at a much higher level when it's important.
You mentioned Mount Gambier there, and of course I forgot to mention when they played Hobart last night, they're into the grand final. So I think they won the thing last year, so they've had a couple of good seasons. You were in the four for a fair bit of the season, so it's only the last 5 or 6 games, as you say, where you slipped, but it shows how close the league was this year, that those couple of losses could not only bump you out of the four, but put you down as low as sixth.
Yeah, we were never really able to establish ourselves in the top four clearly. Like, we were in the top four all year, but we're always just hanging around that third and fourth spot, and we just left ourselves open for, you know, an unexpected loss, or, as I said, a loss of form. And, we had opportunities early in the year where we could have really placed ourselves in a much better position, and, we lost games at home to teams that I don't suppose you say you should have beaten, should have, could have, I mean, what's that? But it was certainly, there was games at home where we were in a position to win, and we just left ourselves really vulnerable to just a team like Albury Wodonga that was chock full of talent that, could really come out and beat anyone on a given night. And we just didn't do a good enough job early in the year of really establishing ourselves in the top four, and it's another thing that we've got to be a lot hungrier. We've got to be able to put teams out of business when we get them down, and we just don't seem to have the makeup in our team at the moment that want to do that or can do it.
I think you've said to me on a number of occasions too that you need to win games on the road, or it comes back and bites you around finals time, and I think that may have been a bit of a factor as well.
Yeah, again, early in the year, you know, we beat Albury at Albury. It was probably one of the greatest games we played this year. We had a road trip to Melbourne and Kilsyth when we won both games, but Then we had the Geelong Dandy non game where we lost both. We had the Mount Gambier Frankston game where we lost both. And then we had a trip to Sandringham where we lost. So, yeah, this all happened later in the year. And, it was a bit of a puzzle because we'd done it before, with the group we had. And, yes, we had a couple of injuries, but, I'm sure everybody's got those. And it was just something that we had done that we couldn't repeat and weren't able to do it when it counted the most.
I guess at the start of the season you had a late change with your imports, and people might say that's unsettling, but it doesn't really apply here because, as you say, you started the season so well, so everything sort of gelled right from the get-go, didn't it, in that regard?
Oh, look, it did. We were playing some really good Siebel basketball early in the year, and it wasn't just the imports. I still think Mason Bragg had a great year. He was certainly he came out on his own, and I think Mason's very unlucky not to have been contacted by an NBL club as a development player. I think he's certainly worthy of a spot. But and then I thought we had Joe Chilcott had I thought, a really good year. Joe certainly showed some really good improvement. There's areas of his game that he really needs to improve, but I thought his improvement over the 12 months was really good. So, Tyler Kelly was his first year in the Super. So there was some good things happening for us earlier on, but again, it was just all fell on and fell apart.
Yep, as you say, every side has a couple of imports and they sometimes tend to cancel each other out, so it's the locals that can get you over the line, and I agree with you that we've seen some big improvements with people like Mason Bragg and Joe Chilcott in particular, and that's good for the future of the club. I spoke to you before last week's game on the show, in fact, 7 days ago, and you didn't mention to me then, because you're a bit on the shy side, that you had a milestone the week before, 400 SC Albury games as a coach, which is a tremendous record. The question now is, Phil, you're on 401. Will it go any further? I know it's too early to say, but are you looking at next season as continuing?
Good question, I suppose. We had a post-season meeting with my two assistant coaches, Matthew Bennell and Ben Keeley, Ryan Carroll, our physio, and John Lowry, our manager, and we all spoke very well of the year. We did a lot of good things as a team, and I stress that, as a team. And I don't suppose it's out of the question, but as I've said many times, sometimes these decisions are taken out of your hand and they're made by other people. So I'd be interested to sit down with the club at some stage, and we'll go through it, and then, again, as I've probably said many times, we'll make the best decision for the Thor Timber Thunder, that's the most important thing. But and that hasn't answered the question. But
it has a bit. I mean, we had the same discussion last year.
It has. But I've enjoyed the year. I still think that I've got a lot to offer. I still believe that I'm learning and improving, even at my age. And if whatever decision that is made, it certainly won't be based on age. And I don't consider that that should have a bearing on it. If you're enjoying it, if you're coaching well, if you're still making a contribution, then they should be the most important factors, certainly not age.
Yep, well, you're up for it. That's the main thing. Phil, look, thanks for your time today and also for the season. Hadn't quite finished the way we wanted to, but I appreciate you giving us your time during the season, and good luck with whatever 2017 holds for you.
Yeah, look, thanks very much, Martin. I mean, if I could say something, and that is that, yes, we didn't make the finals, and I know people judge seasons on win and losses, and so they can, but the Tall Timber Thunder as a club had a fantastic year. Our membership was up, our junior membership was up. We had two booked out clinics of 70 kids. Our crowds were the best in the league. We had full houses every night, and from a club point of view overall, we've got a really good administration in place. And from a club position overall, we had a great year. And I know we were disappointed. We didn't finish the way we wanted it to finish. As I said, people can judge the club as they like. But I think anybody that came to a Tall Timber Thunder game left really pleased with the entertainment on the night. And to me, it is about winning and losing, but it can't be everything. And if we're promoting the game in our region, if we're developing our junior kids, then I think there's some pluses there, and I hope that the club is recognised for that, not solely on missing out on the final.
And that's why you've achieved 400 games as an SCABL coach, Phil. Well done, and hopefully we'll be talking to you next year.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much to you.